Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen. Joining me right here in the studios to talk about some more Halloween happenings from the Iosco Aranac District Library, Lynn Bigelow. Lynn, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. And of course, we're right in the middle of the Halloween season, and we still have a few shows left that we want to talk about.
Yeah, we have tonight we have magician Jeff Warzak. He's going to be at the Plainfield Township Library in Hale at 5 p.m.
All right, 5 p.m. Those kind of shows, I would imagine, are open to just about every age group.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And, you know, everyone has a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, has Jeff been with us before?
Yes, he did a couple summer programs for us, but it's been a few years.
Right.
He's been doing magic for 50 years. If you saw him,
wow.
I thought he's working some kind of magic there because, you know, I thought he looks really good.
He started when he was 4 years old or something, right?
Yeah, and he has a lot of fun. He does a lot of the, I think, of classic magic,
okay.
And that's always fun.
All right, so tonight at 5 p.m. at the Plainfield Library there in Hale.
Yes.
All right, now another show coming up, what, tomorrow night?
Yes, in Oscoda at the Robert Parks Library is Wanda the Wacky Witch. Now, I have not seen this program. She's
okay.
A new one. She's a, because we, I don't think we've had a female magician.
Yeah.
So this will be kind of fun. And a wacky witch.
Well, good.
And she promises it'll be fun.
Fun, right.
Well, it'll be... maybe a little scary, but not terrifying. So,
all right.
But that's at 5:30.
5:30 and at the Parks Library.
Yep, at Thursday, October 24th.
All right. So that's tomorrow night. And then looks like we've got one more show to talk about.
Next Wednesday, October 30th at 5:30, Mr. Dennis is going to be at the Omer's Little Eagle's Nest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's always fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's also going to do story times next week.
Oh.
At the Mary Johnston Memorial Library on Tuesday, October 29th at 11:15. And then at Tawa City Storytime on Thursday, October 31st at 10:30.
Oh, okay. Now, what is that? He reads a book kind of thing?
No, he actually does a magic show.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so it's kind of nice. It's a whole different audience because it's all preschoolers.
Oh, all right.
And that can be... I just love watching some of those kids. They just... light up.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. All right, so that's Wednesday, October 30th, 5:30, and then at the Mary Johnston on the 29th and the 31st.
And you can always check our website, IOSCOAranaclibrary.org, because we still have some adult programs going on, and who knows what's going to pop up.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, head to any of your branch libraries and do things like maybe check out a book.
Yes, you know, we get so many books. I make my little list. I'll never be around long enough to read my list because I just keep adding to it.
All right. Well, now we're going to be finished with the Halloween season. What's the next big one for you guys?
Holy cow. The Oscoda Library, the Parks Library on November 15th is going to have a spaghetti and marshmallow tower building program.
That's different.
Safety day. So if you're not doing anything, we're going to have pizza too.
Oh, okay.
So kind of check on, and we haven't done a lot of advertising on that yet.
All right.
I think that's going to be fun. That's going to be something different.
Sneak peek. All right. Again, check out the website, the best place to go for more information.
Mm-hmm. IOSCOAranaclibrary.org.
Or they can call the phone number.
Yep. 362-2651.
Sounds good. From the IOSCO Aranac District Library, Lynn Bigelow. Lynn, always a pleasure. Mm-hmm. And have a happy Halloween.
Yes, I will. You too.